This is Quick Info Audio.
Welcome to Quick Info Audio. This is Nagaraj Golapudi bringing you yet another episode of Caribbean Memories. In our inaugural episode, we had spoken to Salim Durrani about how he played a winning hand in India's first ever victory over the West Indies in a test, which came at Trinidad in the 1971 series. This time, we listened to Trinidad's own Charlie Davis talking about where he thought Gary Sobers' men fell short at Port of Spain. Davis was the right-hand middle-order batsman who batted with grit in both innings and was the only batsman to remain unbeaten throughout the match. He top scored with 71 in the first innings, and after being hit on the eyes during the batting practice on the final morning, came back later in the day to remain the last man standing with an unbeaten 74. Over to Charlie.
Going into that match, what you felt about both the teams, what was the state of West Indies team, and also about considering that this was your first match in Trinidad, what you felt like?
Well, when you play a first match in your home territory, it's the worst match in the world because there's inferiority throughout. You know, the Trinidad, so they all came out, and we have quite a big East Indian population in Trinidad. Over 45% of our population is East Indian. So they all came to the Oval. The Oval was jam-packed. A lot of people, you know. As a matter of 50% of them were rooting for the Indians. Gary Sobers always said that when they play in Trinidad, it was a home game for India. It was a little scary, but having played before in England, I kind of knew what to expect. Remember, Lance Gibbs always said, you tell the cricketer from a 50-yard walk, he may be a good player, any nets, etc. But the 50-yard walk to the wicket, or the 75-yard walk, makes the difference. Tells you if he's a good player or not.
West Indies lineup as such, I mean, they were, even if you say it was a nice unit, there were quite a few newcomers and it was still settling down from people who had retired. Do you think it was in a transition?
Of course, it was because we had just come out of that a fabulous era before. Problem is, our main lineup, we had too many of our top batsmen were left-handers. And Venkat had a great time with that in Pisana. Because Fredericks, Lloyd, Sobers, you know, they were all left-handers. And they were quite key to our batting lineup. They were very important. Venkat was going to Gary, and he was bowling at the normal tight flat off break, you know, off cutter type thing. Middle and leg, just leaving. And he gave one some air, and he caught Gary in no man's land. But the wicket playing, as I said, with an even bounce. Gary missed the ball, and it jumped over his off stump, you know. So Venkat held his head and screamed and said, oh God, no. I was batting with Gary at the time, and Gary was batting six as usual. So it means that after Gary, the tail had started. If we had got Gary, they were home and dry, you know. So any one of us would have gone, that was it. So Venkat, the next over, brought in a gully to force Gary to, you know, to do something stupid, you know. So he did the exact same thing, bowled the exact same ball, caught Gary again, playing half and half, you know. And then Gary, at the last minute, he took out the man from mid-on to gully, trying to force Gary to go through mid-on. And Gary got back on his back and flipped him through mid-on for four runs. Came down to me and he said, this man must be mad. You're going to bowl me without a mid-on? And I tell him, I said, the over before you were out, you would definitely go on to the cleaners. But that was Gary. He could do it and we can't, you know.
But Venkat did get him out in that first innings.
Yes, Venkat bowled him in the first innings.
So you mentioned that it was the wicket was kind of an even bounce, but it was a spin-dominated game. So I read that it was a dubious spin wicket.
Trinidad is usually what they will call, in cricketing circles, a slow turner. You know, it's not a vicious turner, you know. Get some turn, but what you put in, what comes out, you know. So it was a slow turner. It's not a vicious turner, you know. So, and it was an even bounce. That was the biggest problem.
Jack the Ripper Nurega, what do you make of him? He came into this game after 8 years.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he was about 38 or something like that. Well, he got 9 wickets.
Yeah, he got 9 wickets. Were you surprised by that performance?
I was very surprised, but he's a genuine spinner of the ball. You know, he's one of those fellows who would genuinely spin the ball. He may not be the best bowler in the world, but he genuinely spins it. You know, he's very quiet and unassuming, you know. He was kind of overawed by being in the West Indies dressing room. You know, I think he was overawed because of it, you know. I knew him, and I sat down with him once or twice, and he couldn't believe that he was sitting on the same dressing room with Kavi Subhas and Rohan Kanai and these boys, you know. He's quite a pleasant human being.
Yeah, now about your batting. You seem to have settled well. Even if you're playing in front of the home crowd, you top score in both the innings. And
you need a little brain power. That's to say, well, you have to play forward. Because the ball may keep blue, you know. So you have to play forward. And apparently, my fellow cricketers didn't understand that. So they kept playing back and getting out, you know. So I end up looking like a hero, but I was not really, you know. Just using a little head, you know. I played forward, that's what I did, you know. I was cutting a lot, which I said I didn't do very well. I didn't do too much before. But I started to cut a lot, you know. Because Bishan and Venkat do not give you many bad balls, you know. We don't get very many bad balls to mix runs off of. You have to take advantage of the slightest you wanted it. So I had to take advantage of that, you know. And then they're slightly offline. So I had a cut. I ended up being a prolific cutter after that, but I was not really a prolific cutter before that. One of my biggest Phillips was Subhas Gupte, who lived here. He married a Trinidad. And he lived here. And we were playing a trial match at Trinidad. And he was spinning the ball, and I was coming on the track, you know. And what I thought was a googly once, I went to on drive and a really leg break. So he was having a lot of fun. He said, somebody call you, you know, somebody call. And there was a vendor who said those things. So we laughed and things. And he came in the room and he said, Daddy, don't ever stop coming down, you know. He said, I would not have known what to do, you know, if you had connected. So I just kept it up, and I kept it up with Bedi. And he is a good bowler, this Bishan Bedi. I think he gets up every morning at 3 o'clock and starts bowling. Joey Karu, who is a bit of a comic, he says that he's a Sikh. They don't cut the hair. And he says his father puts a rupee on he has a corridor, it's 22 yards long, and Bishan has to bowl the ball and hit the rupee every time. And if he misses it once in half an hour, he cuts off a piece of his hair. They said they have never seen anybody who doesn't wrong his arm. The ball hits exactly line and line. He could start thinking of other things to do. Either try and turn this one a little more, or don't turn it. He knew the line is going to be right, along with wrong his arm.
India, you think, were a kind of confident mood, especially after they rallied well, after the initial jolt in Jamaica, where they were 70-odd, 75 or 72 for 5, and then they made West Indies follow on. Do you think that put them in a good position, coming into the port of Spain?
I think they were mentally definitely there. They were very confident mentally. Not being big-headed, but good mentally, you know.
What about Gavaskar kind of a guy? Had you ever heard about Sunny Gavaskar then?
No, I had never heard of him. We became good friends, but I'd never even talked to him. Heard of anybody like that, you know.
And what did you make of him in his debut test?
Well, after he made his 60-odd, I knew we would have a problem with him. He's very difficult to get out. He doesn't take any unnecessary chances, so it means he will be very difficult to get out, you know. And knowing that our quickies were not really the greatest at the moment, at the time, you know. There was no Michael Holden, Wes Hall. I knew we would have had a problem.
Phillips at this side, because he scored a double century in the first test and then that
century. Yes. And he made 112 in his second. I always look at him as an accumulator, you know. He's not slow, but he accumulated runs quite quickly and very easily, you know. Without a problem, you know. I do, there's no problem here at all, you know. When you look up the score, you realize he had 70 odd. When you look up again, he had 96, you know. Then he had the big roar, he had 100, you know. He accumulates his runs, but he's not a Gary Sobers or, you know, Dylan Richards or any of that.
And West Indies, where do you think you guys lost the plot? Considering that despite India having a 138 run lead, at the end of the day 3, you were 12 runs ahead.
And
you were actually not out, but you got injured in the nets. Can you please tell first about when you got injured and how, and then what happened according to you?
Well, I was batting in net, normal little practice session, and my roommate, Roy Fredericks, was practicing in net next to me. And there was a hole in it that we didn't know about. And he cut some ball that came through the net and hit me above my right eye. And I ended up getting 8 stitches of it, or 7 stitches. We were listening on the radio, and I heard in wickets 4. I said, look, quick. Yeah, I had to go back down fast. I had to go and bat again, you know. I could have seen. Plaster was put in such a way that I could see, you know. And along I didn't overdo anything. And I was trying to save the match rather than win the match, you know. So I decided I should bat again.
When you came into bat, who was the batsman, not out, or who's the non-striker?
Arthur Barrett, Jamaican big spinner.
Okay, so what did you tell him?
No, I just said, he asked me, what should I do? I said, let's bat normal. I'm going to try and bat as normal, you know. I said, if I tell you, stop, because that means that my head is hitting me or something. So just when I tell you, hold on, stop. Talk to you momentarily afterwards and tell you what's wrong. Guy didn't like the idea of going. He thought it would have been bad for me, you know. He didn't like the idea. Yeah, but I had to go. He said, go inside. I didn't expect you to come out, you know. Barrett was the only one, and he was a sleeping sensation. He swept everything. It was J.D. Venkat Prasanna. He didn't care. He just put his left foot down and swept. And swept well, too.
What about someone like Solkar? He also was an important person, right? Apart from Gavaskar and Sir Desai in that match.
I didn't think too much of Solkar. Batted responsibly. He was a useful batsman. I don't consider him much of a bowler. He was very good as a fieldsman. He was quite decent at batting. Not very good to open bowling. I can't say he was also good at slow bowling. Very ordinary, really.
So who were the people or the factors that made India win this game?
Your spinners, Venkat, Bedi, Prasanna, Abel Ali, who bowled well on with a wicket on the even bounce. And matter of fact, he got Lloyd and Fredericks in the first inning. Which set us back a lot, you know.
Thanks for listening to Caribbean Memories. That was Charlie Davis telling us about India's famous win at Trinidad in 1971. Watch out for more episodes of Caribbean Memories and please do send your feedback to audio@crickinfo.com. This is Nagaraj Gulapudi signing off for Crickinfo Audio.
This is Crickinfo Audio.